answers. No one has the answers. No one has the answers. No one has the questions. No one has the questions. No one has the questions. No one has the answers. No one has the answers. No one has the answers.
Good evening, you're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, and all that kind of stuff. As usual, we're going to bring you lots of cool tunes in the show. Coming up later, we've got the normal rundown of gigs and club nights in the area for the next fortnight or so. And we've also got an interview with Decoded Feedback that Stefan got whilst we were at Infest recently. So you've got that to look forward to. I also believe that Decoded Feedback mentioned about this interview on the show on their website. So we may actually have some American listeners streaming this from www.bcb.yorks.com. So if you're over in the States, and it's around tea time, I believe, isn't it, Steph? Or it should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
The same from me as well.
Indeed. Okay, right. We opened the show there with Curve with the Fantastic Answers, and that was off the album The New Adventures of Curve, and we're going to continue now. We're going to wake you up a bit. We're going to play some KMFDM off their latest release. This is called Ready to Blow.
Trigger.
Okay, you heard their Collide with Euphoria, and before that you heard KMFDM with Ready to Blow off their latest release, Haruk. Okay, right, I'm going to do a rundown of the gigs and club nights in the area for the next couple of weeks, basically, so you know what's going on. Okay, on Friday the 30th of September, tomorrow night, we have Integration at the George on Great George Street in Leeds. This is a punk industrial night, lots of shouty, noisy, guitar-driven industrial and a bit of goth, really. It has no kind of classic goth, no 80s, no EPM there, so you've got your real guitar-driven, noisy stuff. It's a good night. That's £2 in, that's 8pm till 1:30am. More information at www.integrationv1.co.uk. Following that, on Saturday, on the 1st of October, we have a gig at Joseph's Well in Leeds. Now, this has got Killing Miranda, Screaming Banshee Aircrew, Zeitgeist Zero, and The Way of All Flesh. Doors 7pm, first band on 7:30, and an after show afterwards at the George till 1am. So, advance tickets £6. I guess it's slightly more on the door. I didn't find out any information about that, though. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net/Oct1, so October 1st, obviously. And the following weekend, we have we have the Gothic Weekender in for Yorkshire. This is a weekend of three nights of all good stuff. More information about it is available at www.sheepish.net/weekender. So you can find out more details there, but a brief summary of the stuff going on is, on night one, we have, on Friday the 7th of October, we have the Friday Flock at Barthono in Leeds, at the underneath the Marion Centre. A very good night. Goth of all kinds, a very request-friendly DJs, 9pm till 2am-ish, and it's even only £3 in if you get there before 11. There's a bit of a Sisters kind of theme of the weekend, so you'll get plenty of Sisters kind of tracks going on there, but a mixture of other stuff as well. On the second night, on Saturday the 8th of October, we have the Heartland Night. Now, this is kind of a meet-up of the Heartland website, people and people behind it all and all that kind of stuff, at the George, Great George Street in Leeds again. So 8pm till 1am, music played, inspired and dedicated to the Sisters and other Gothic rock bands. £3 on the door. Nice little venue, there'll be music, there'll be dancing, there'll be beer, it will be good. And night three, on Sunday the 9th of October, is the band night at the Basement in Leeds. We have Rhombus, we have the Sisters of Murphy, the Fantastic Sisters cover band, and headlining, we have James Ray Presents 4080 Peru. There you go. So that's a good night. The band night costs £5 in, 7pm till 11pm. What more can you ask for? A weekend of all that fabulous stuff. And following that, if you've got any energy or money left, we have on Tuesday the 11th of October, Alec Empire, the guy of Atari Teenage Riot, doing his own stuff, at Joseph's Well in Leeds. More information about that is at www.alecempire.com, but I couldn't really find out many details about that. He's a bit vague on details. So get yourself along to that if you're a big fan. And following that, a band we've played on the show before a while back, a band called And Then the Amber Slips, a very kind of melodic female vocal band, are playing Joseph's Well at least. That's Wednesday the 12th of October. More information about their gig is at www.amberslips.co.uk. Wow, that was a big list. We've got so much going on in the next fortnight. You are spoiled in this area sometimes. But you are also spoilt by the music we play, so we're going to continue with that. We're going to carry on with a bit of Goldfrapp now. Okay, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Ladytron with Evil, and before that you heard Goldfrapp with Fly Me Away, a lovely pair of very basic synth-poppy sounding songs. Both really remind me of tunes I heard in the 80s, and I can't for the life of me remember quite which tunes they were, but good stuff there. Right, as we mentioned earlier in the show, when we started the show, we've got an interview with Decoded Feedback. This was done by Steph, the producer and driver of the show. Say hello, Steph.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, yeah, so you grabbed hold of Decoded Feedback backstage at Infest. So.
Well, it wasn't exactly backstage here. It was more like outside the student union, which will, anyway.
Anyway, that will become apparent, so let's carry on with the interview.
Here I am. Outside the student union, speaking to Marco and Ione, is that right? Who are Decoded Feedback. Firstly, this was your UK debut show. How do you think it went?
Ah, excellent. We had a great time and a great crowd, and the sound was fantastic. Really excellent experience.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. The stage was great. The crowd, awesome. So we wanted to do it again,
yeah,
for
definitely.
Sure.
Well, I, for one, would love to see you over here again. Can you tell us about your forthcoming new album called Combustion, and how does it differ from your previous releases?
Combustion will be out in September, and as the same melodies that we use normally with Decoded Feedback, but it's a little more aggressive, different than the previous release, more drumming, and some guitars in it that I hope people will like it. We are really happy with it.
Yeah.
Very, very happy. And so far, the reviews are really good.
Yes.
My own thoughts on Shockwave, that it was minimalist, so the difference between Shockwave and Combustion is there's a lot more drumming and a lot more synth layers, would you say?
I think it's just a natural progression. There might be more texturizing and different layering of sounds, so it could be a little bit more elaborate. But it does feel like the natural progression from Shockwave. Like, we never planned to copy Shockwave and sort of do another version of it. We just said, okay, let's do whatever happens, and it just turned out that it felt like the next level of it.
You played some new material during your set. How do you think that went down with the crowd from your perspective?
Especially Combustion, which was our second last song, went down really well. We were a little nervous because, again, there are some sample guitars, but it's got a lot of energy, and you could see instantly that people liked it. We opened with Supernova, and that's already been played, so that was good. We figured it was a little strange to put it at the beginning, but we felt it was a nice intro. But we might be touring in November, and we'll be doing a lot more of the album.
Speaking of live concerts, how do you transpose your sound onto a live setting?
Well, I can answer that. Basically, once we finish the album, we listen to all the songs, we try to rehearsing and see which song they will sound good live. And based on that, we pick the song that will be played live. But we try to change the set all the time. So.
And during the live performance, we usually have a live drummer, which we couldn't bring him with us this time.
Right.
And
see.
He's an amazing drummer. He's actually a rock drummer. Metal drummer. And he has done huge tours before. And we'd like to include as many live elements as possible, but unfortunately, traveling from Canada is very expensive. My keyboards are all live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He plays keyboards too.
Yeah.
But we do, of course, have some backing tracks because it's impossible to do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a new thing that we changed of the live performance, that I'm playing keyboards as well in between, so whatever I can between the singing parts.
What inspires you or has inspired you the most to write lyrics and make the music that you produce?
You want to talk? Because we both do lyrics, but he does most of them. I've only just started doing some lyrics, so I just take my lyrics from personal, like, thoughts of the world. That's basically.
Yeah, what happened every day in your life, and what you see, what you experience, that's what you know, produce every song that Decoded Feedback does. It's totally based on life experience. That's what it is.
How has your sound evolved from when you both started the band back in 1993?
Well, we started out as an electronic punk band. That's why it was called Decoded Feedback.
I read that, yeah.
And he made up the name. He liked it. And then we wanted to make it, got more and more electronic, so it got more refined and more refined. And it just sort of evolved and got cleaner and more melodic, actually, because in the beginning it was harder but less melodic, and I think the melodic part has come through more, but still the harshness is there, so trying to marry the two types together as much as possible.
All right. You both write the sequences, bass lines and drum parts of your songs. How do you decide which of your ideas stay?
Basically, we meet in the studio, and a person, normally one of the two, start the song and start working on the song, and basically it's a natural progression in the song. When the other one person gets stuck to one point of the song, the other person come in and help to continue the song. And that's, you know, we always exchange ideas. If we are honest with each other, if something sucks, you know what I mean?
And you trust each other's opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I trust his opinion, honestly. I know he'll be honest with me when I see something going in a bad direction and I'm writing it and I'm going, please be honest. And, you know, we have to be careful of each other's feelings because, of course, being two musicians. But we work really well together. It's really nice. I think we complement each other's styles.
What has been your most unusual gig or tour experience, like wacky stories about, you know?
Okay, you wanna?
Actually, Poland.
Oh, yeah.
I think the show in Poland. Basically, what happened is, well, we got there, was really no backstage, nothing. We just walked in and basically got dressed and did the show. And also,
no lights,
during the show, we had an accident that one of the microphone was broken. And we were asked to pay for the microphone, and they want a lot of money for a really shitty microphone, and it was crazy. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know, I'm
crazy.
Surprised we go back, but you know, we go do it for the fans, because we should not. The organization was bad, but the fans were really hot, they were really there for us, so that's what we are doing for.
Okay, this is a question specifically for you, Ione. Why did you decide to focus on writing music rather than singing?
It's funny because when you're a girl, they always assume you sing, and I cannot sing. I have no interest, never have had interest. I like being in the background. I like being more on the tech side, and just, I don't know, I don't have any fascination with singing at all. So I just love it that he's in the front and he's taking all that, because I couldn't do it. But I can't sing also. I really can't. He made me sing once.
What I say is, I think she is singing in the band, but through the keyboards, through the strings. That's how she sings.
And sometimes, funny enough, when we're making a song, and he's stuck on a part, I'll actually, and he's the only one who will witness this, I will sing it to tell him how I think it might be sung, and he'll listen to what I'm saying, and it's like, nobody's going to ever hear that, because I can't keep a tune, I can't sing. But he hears it, and he's actually used some of my ideas once in a while, and it's shocking, someone who can't sing.
Yeah, she does the interpretation of her voice through the keyboard, basically.
Okay, the very last question, what next for Decoded Feedback?
Well, we're about to do a soundtrack for a horror movie, a small horror film, but it's a very prestigious film because it was a Canadian director who got a huge amount of money from the Canadian government to produce this, and it's going to be in many film festivals. So it's on 35mm film. It's only a 15-minute short film, but it's going to be at all the festivals. And it's called Red Men Rising. And it's a zombie movie, but it's really cool.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Fantastic stuff there from Decoded Feedback. And we're going to continue with a bit of Decoded Feedback. Here's the track Two Faces.
Turn your face.
You are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. That was Powder Pussy with Bite That Noid, and before that, Decoded Feedback with Two Faces, and that's off their latest release, Combustion. Two great bands who just blew us away at Infest. Right, we're getting through the tunes and the stuff this quite quickly tonight. It all seems to be flying by, so we're going to basically stop nattering on. You've heard enough of us ranting along, so we're going to carry on with the tunes, and we're going to go a bit of old school here, very old school. We're going to carry on with a bit of Chiway Army. You heard the fantastic, the classic Tubeboy Army with Our Friends Electric, electronic music from forever ago, when it was being invented almost, including a couple of little crackles, because that came off vinyl, and I absolutely love vinyl to death. Okay, well, that's it for us tonight. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. This has been Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We shall leave you with Velvet Acid Christ with a track called Convex, and we hope you've enjoyed yourself, and we'll tune in a fortnight's time. And just wanted to say goodnight to any of the people across the pond, or any Americans, Canadians, anyone on that side who has followed the links off the Decoded Feedback website and found yourself here tonight. We've enjoyed your listening if you've been there. So good night, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
Good night, all.
Reaching inside your body.